This is Al, Bill, and David from Episode 2, Mark 1, or 1, Mark 2 of Al, Bill, and David Watch TV. Today we'll be doing the original Star Trek episode, The Man Trap. Is everyone there? Bill, are you there?
I'm here.
David?
I'm here.
All right, so audience, as we've done on our other episodes, we'd like you to queue up to the DVD, the original Star Trek series Man Trap, at about, 0.03. So 3 seconds. It's just before the
captain's log.
Captain's log. Just, you're the pre-log, in fact, people. So you're just screaming ahead of the log. So we'll do a little countdown, have everyone press play, and then we'll sync up the podcast. So 3, 2, 1,
go.
Play.
Oh, there it is.
Nice big brown planet. Speaking of logs.
And so, again, this is nice in that they're doing real-time logs rather than historical ones.
Well, isn't that way more common?
Is it?
Right, yeah. But later in the episode, we'll see him doing talking about things that he couldn't be knowing at the time.
He couldn't have been knowing?
Right.
Why do they call it M113? Is it because it's an M-class planet?
I don't know.
Okay,
I don't think they've established that yet.
I like the fact that the archaeologist's name are Crater. Yes, and our biologist, Flower. Send down biologist Flower. Dr. Blade.
It's nice that they have such a close relationship.
Wheat. Here's my wheat. Now mount me. I don't think that's going to work.
Thanks. Well, thanks for bumping it up to a PG-13 rating for us.
Could this guy be any more disinterested? Look at this. He's got his arms crossed. He's not long for this world.
Yeah,
he's not long for that position. And yet more flocking.
I think Bones is excited. Nervous. He's not nervous. He's doing the hand rub.
Yeah. You can see that little pinky ring that he wears.
What is with that?
What?
Is that your right?
Who?
Bones.
McCoy's got this pinky ring on.
No way.
He wears it a lot, but you don't
know. Maybe he's a made man.
It's just like Scotty's finger, you know?
What do you mean Scotty's finger? Oh, the whooped off finger?
Yeah, the one you don't see.
I didn't know he had that.
She's not so hot, let's be honest.
Well, he's no babe magnet necessarily either, so.
Spring or chicken or spring chicken.
Chick stick surgeons. Distinguished looking.
Yes. A handsome woman.
Yeah.
Good homesteading stock.
I'm sorry, she's just not hot.
That's a pelvis.
No.
Speaking of pelvis.
She looks a little tardy, you might say.
This one, though, the dolled up hussy, farm hussy?
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
Check out the swoop. That's some product.
You know, he just doesn't know when to shut up.
He will be shutting up pretty soon.
Yeah, we have a way to take care of that.
Step outside. Go guard the fort from communism.
He's resigned to it.
That's a pelvis. Yep. No,
so that's interesting, though. So Benson, that indicates that the monster knows her history.
Ooh, easy on the face.
Yeah,
that's true. That is interesting. Well, I thought of that.
She has to be a reader.
Because it seems to be ignorant of stuff like that in other cases. Although I guess they talk about it being able to read people's minds, so maybe it knows
how
that.
How else could they, other than to know how to appear for people
this
that they've known
end
before?
Badly.
You know she's married, and yet.
Look at this slack. This little slacker sitting there. Wow, she's all tucked up in there like Cheese Whiz. Oh, yeah. Yeah, all of a sudden he's walking fast. He's all slouching and slapping.
Yeah,
so this was the.
Gonna happen?
Oh, he's got one thing on his mind, and it ain't salt. This was the first episode aired, as I think most. Many sort of fans know, on September 8th, 1966. I think it was Thursday evening, 8:30, I think we decided.
on
maybe 8 o'clock.
NBC, if I'm not mistaken.
No. It started at the half hour.
Here we are, the experts. Okay.
It did, and it was opposite My Three Sons and the Tammy Grimes Show. Whatever Tammy Grimes Show was, I have no idea.
That's a nice change of pace.
And they did not add, I think, Bones into this sort of opening credits until the next season. So you're over the man trap?
They may not have realized how important he was going to be at this point, whether he's going to be like a major character. They already lost one doctor.
That's true. Not a bad little, you know, fake planet, archaeological thing.
That's a lot of money put into this thing.
That orange spray paint.
It's expensive stuff.
Yeah, it's lots of styrofoam.
That is a big entrance there.
It's show. You got to think about it. They spent about, what, $185,000, $186,000 an episode to...
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money back then. That was probably an entire season's expenditures for almost any other show.
Production-wise.
Production-wise,
you know,
yeah.
The stars and stuff.
Right. But that's a lot of money.
This guy's
they got their
duck,
money back
though.
In those ratings, though.
Yeah, exactly. He pretty much bought the ratings. A little anger here. Easy.
Yeah, right off the bat.
Yeah, a little tension. A little you're doing my ex-babe.
Okay, why is Kirk always fuzzy?
I don't know. It's the whole heaven thing. I think it was in his contract.
What is the... Has he got like a skin condition or something?
Yeah. I think he's the only one without a skin condition. Have you seen these guys?
Yeah, they're looking pretty rough.
Is that a little Horta baby on their table there? What's that little sphere? I swear there's a little Horta baby on there.
So he didn't even know yet, this Crater character doesn't even know yet that this is the McCoy that his wife knows.
Yeah. McCoy had his wife. He's stuck with this salt vampire.
Yeah, I guess that's true too.
It doesn't seem to be too unhappy about it.
The good doctor. Yeah, right. I was just noting that it's funny. This show starts, the entire run of the three-year run of the show starts with this sort of archaeologic, dig, this couple at an archaeologic dig, and then it ends with the same thing, with the Turnabout Intruder, 3 years later, this sort of bizarre couple, with this, the female isn't what she appears to be.
Also stuck in the
very last
middle
episode.
Of nowhere. Yeah, that's true. It's a nice bit of closure.
There's when the 80th episode of The Next Generation came out, they opened up by saying something like they flew by the planet Camus 2 or Camus 2, whatever it is, and that was a little homage to the fact that they were on the 80th episode and had passed the 79th episode, and that was the planet that which Turnabout Intruder took place.
I'll be darned.
You are an absolute fountain of trivia today.
I'm a fountain of stool today.
Thank you.
Open. There's a tongue depressor.
I love that. It's still,
I keep that in the back of my tricorder. Yeah, I've got this massively complex device and this piece of wood to detect your medical needs. Uh-oh, urgent.
That's right.
Need more sparkles in the sand. This is bad. This is not good for Darnell.
Man, that thing's got a lot of fingers in a lot of places.
Are the spots just on his face, right?
Presumably.
Do we ever see any? Do they ever show any?
That's
hands
the implication
later?
When she's got the sucker on her face.
Look at the interplay here between the couple. Look what you did, you dirty girl. You dirty little slag.
I mean, did she all of a sudden get hungry?
Where's
still
this
got
hand?
Salt
Where's
left?
This hand? Where's this hand? What did he just touch? Look at that. See the reaction.
Yeah, it's funny, you're right, the lighting is very different on Kirk here. He's got this weird sort of shadowed kind of, where Crater's nice and bright. Everybody
it's
else has got
interesting, it. She's the only one not sweating. Oh, no, there she is. But not...
No, she's not really, not much.
Not, not. because she's acclimated.
Borgia plant. I wonder if there's any such thing.
Only on M113, I would think.
We'll be
Borgia. That's the Borgia ring, right? The poison ring?
Yeah, from the Borgia ring.
Okay, yeah.
No relation to Victor Borgia.
I don't know what the hell that was. Thanks.
Wasn't that that guy?
Yeah, it was the guy.
What? I'm sorry. That's you're going to have to explain that
him.
To me.
It was Borgia killed him. His death was punctuated.
You don't know who Victor Borgia was?
I'm sorry. I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about. But thanks.
We don't know what's going on, but please beam all of us up.
Old footage of the ship from the cage, right? The original.
Yeah, you know, so they kind of just lopped off the bridge.
Well, they can't
or
show
edited it out of there this time.
Yeah, right. The footage that's taken from has a different image of a different bridge with a different crew.
Some jumper cables that guy has in the back.
You know, you better learn to like the phrase frequency, or the word. Is she hitting on him?
I think so. A little touch of the forearm.
I don't know.
I do not think they were in real life getting it on, though.
Yeah, I bet you're right.
This is one of the longer dialogue moments she has in the entire series. When she's not scared or being consoled or, you know.
Re-educated.
Al, at some point in this series, you're going to have to relate the little story. At some point, you gotta.
I can't.
Well, stay tuned.
Stay tuned, folks. We'll drag it out of
you
him eventually.
You may get the very interesting and definitely worth the wait story.
Well, I'll just summarize. I briefly. Well,
No, you
got to
save it. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. There were relations involved. Oh.
And all of a sudden, he's gone all cold and heartless.
Oh, see, this is the problem with
Spock.
Yeah,
you're accusing me of being cold and heartless?
I'll be cold.
The problem with Spock, I mean, the writers early on, they didn't know quite where to go with him.
Yeah.
Now, was he wearing blue or red? He was a blue dead guy.
Darnell, he was a blue dead guy. This is before the red shirt phenomenon took hold.
That wasn't so much of a rule as I just kind of... Oh,
or it's actually technically a finding, not a symptom, but that's all right. I like the sort of universal green tarp on the guy. Probably keeps it with his tongue depressors.
Now,
I just want to know who's really underneath that sheet.
No, he's getting union scale for that, I can tell you that much.
Well, it's probably the same mannequin they've had in...
Yeah, it could be.
Except there's no breasts. Same ones
they use in the naked.
The mannequin in Naked Time had big old cans.
Yeah,
that's the difference. Those would be sticking out. Oh, is it the same guy? This we'll never know. I don't bother carrying him all the way. That's kind of the draping Spock had for Spock's brain, just the very vertex of his head. Now, this is interesting. This is kind of where the episode starts to unravel a little bit for them. That's true,
another
you know. He did kind of get a little off target there.
Oh, he's stressed.
So he's doing this in contemporary to the time, I mean, in the present.
Right.
Presumably right before he's done this, coffee in hand.
It's a little funny how they switch back and forth from him talking in real time and to him giving sort of retrospective logs.
No, this is very odd moment here. They've got a space commander named Dominguez. So they've, you know, here in the 60s, they have this tremendous effort to have this diversified crew, and there's a commander named Dominguez. I mean, this wasn't happening on TV. But he takes that nice moment, then he says, tell Jose he'll have his chili peppers. You know, and they just slap this big old stereotype right on.
And when I bring him to him, I'll demean him even further.
Yeah.
You don't think they just have a healthy respect for traditional foods?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. It is kind of funny, though.
It is. It sad statement. But they tried.
Captain, we've got a problem. I can't tell you what it is. Whatever you're doing, come see me.
Now, they got that one
indicator
stuck. We just
had about 15, just past 15 minutes on the show for those people.
Captain, I have an indicator stuck.
Yeah.
Okay, now I got to ask you. During a standard check, wouldn't they have noticed that there's no salt in the body?
Yeah.
I mean, don't you do like
funny. It's really not as straightforward. Low salt, if you just measure blood level for sodium, it actually doesn't indicate your total body salt. It indicates how much water you have in your body. Low sodium on a blood test is an indicator of too much water in the body. It doesn't tell you what your total body mass of sodium is.
And if you have zero sodium?
I have no idea. It's not compatible with my intellect. I like the fact that McCoy had no idea what was going on, but, you know, it took Kirk to say, you know, hey, go find out. And he was all daydreaming about his babe.
Oh, this guy's priorities.
I think his left nipple is hard.
Yeah. Well, don't they have sensors? How hard could it be?
Who's that guy? Mr. About to be dead guy?
Yeah.
Pretty much. What's his name?
They had a lot of this sort of background on all these planets.
You talking about that texture of the stuff? They use it on. Well, we saw it in Naked Time, and they'll use it again on
Amok Time, all the times.
What are little girls made of? The caverns, all that stuff.
Is that a good rule?
Is it a true need? Why do you need salt? I mean, I know why you need salt, but why do they need salt?
I don't know. I think they're just losing salt. Maybe it's a salt vortex.
That's a pretty fancy bottle.
It is. Well, it's like it's their ambrosia, it's their spice melange. Salt. Yeah, here. That's all we have left. I'm taking one.
Here.
Human life. Human life. What do you know about human life? I wonder what if he's a professor of, or from where?
Starfleet Academy.
Starfleet
I don't think
Tech.
So.
Starfleet. Starfleet Academy. Online. Where's he going? Is he going to
Bad Wednesday? News. Oh, he's run off.
I'm predicting a scream here shortly.
Oh, sorry, dude.
No scream.
Oh, she's hungry.
He got one right on the kisser. Oh, wow.
If he's got salt, why is she sucking everybody else down like that?
She didn't know how to open that box.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe she likes it on the hoof better than out of a bottle.
No, it's like fresh, exactly. The fresh stuff.
Exactly.
Okay.
So did we get this guy's name?
First
guy was Darnell. The guy that she's standing over was Green.
Yeah.
This is
just Mr. Meat.
I think they probably said it. We were probably talking.
Boy, she sucked him off. Oops, that
Oops.
Right.
Excuse me? No,
sorry.
That is Crewman Sturgeon.
Sturgeon?
Sturgeon.
Oh, yeah.
Like the fish. Sciences right. Division.
He's got kind of an odd look to him. A little syndromic.
Yeah, he is kind of a... looks kind of stoned.
He does look stoned. Looks a little elsewhere.
That was the 60s. Yeah, probably all stoned.
Oh, there. So he is Sturgeon. Apparently named after Theodore Sturgeon, the science fiction writer.
What an homage. Here's
that is nice.
Dead man. Loser in this show.
I'm sorry.
You get 5 seconds of screen time. You die. Thanks, Ted.
Yeah, but Ted did write Arena, so that helps.
But he wrote an Arena. Now, that was its own short story.
It was its own short story and adapted, but it was a hell of a story.
It was a great story.
Except for the dinosaur.
David Gerald, who wrote Trouble with Tribbles, named Sherman's Planet after the girl he was going out with at the time.
Really?
So is he hitting a woman named Sherman?
His last name was Sherman, apparently.
Oh.
And by the way, if any of this is wrong, please don't tell us. Leave us alone. Please don't shatter our fragile infotainment moments. That was an odd view of the ship.
Yeah, it looked like it was kind of going away from the planet. Mm-hmm. They're just out joyriding. They're bored.
Cook your bridge. I didn't just have my communicator with me. Look at that look in his eyes. He knows something's up.
He's trying to figure out how he's going to get stoned on the ship.
Exactly. A lot of salt around.
So is it like a handheld camera? How do they get them?
Yeah, it was kind of a little handheld-y.
Oh, yeah.
Some of these times you're going to have to explain the turbo lift lighting to me.
So is she just standing there, tray in hand, or is she snacking on somebody else's food, or what's the deal?
See, unlike the captain, she has to wait for the turbo lift.
Exactly. This is
whenever the captain shows up, it's there right away.
Well, they track him. Nice little sampling of the food. Excellent definition with a tricorder. Why she's carrying a tricorder other than to define her situation better, I have no idea.
Certainly defines her cleavage better.
That's what I meant.
Oh, I'm sorry. What situation were you talking about?
That's the situation.
That's a good situation.
That's pretty much the situation. This is a nice shot for these two.
Another iconic image.
Crappy graphics up on the left.
I love that witty space banter.
Why don't you go chase an asteroid? There you go. But everyone's standing around looking at her boobs. What's going on here? How about that? I'm a professional. It's good to be captain. Yeah, I've got my phaser on me. I'm just walking around stalking women with a gun. This is awfully creepy. Somebody messing with the plumbing there. Maybe we don't see that too much.
Oh, one of my favorite production effects of all time.
This is the worst. This may be the worst.
Not
other than
allowed.
The Mugato, this is probably the worst movie.
What was this
thing
called? Like the Weeper Plant or something?
I don't know.
It's the hand in a purple pink glove plant.
Pink glove plant. This is so pathetic. God, that's embarrassing. Yeah, that guy's on a long arm, though. Which is the episode that has the shrieking plant? Is that this one?
Of the weep weep. Yeah, I think this is.
Oh, I think it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Tribbles and Vulcans.
I think
we
see it right about now. Apparently Sulu's other job is to clean all the windows.
Yeah. The squirt bottles are for flavor. You've got the blueberry and the peach and the raspberry.
They're gonna make, later they're going to make snow cones.
That's some healthy-looking celery. That's a rotten tops.
It's not very nice of him to eat the vegetables in front of the other plants.
And it took this thing that long to figure it out?
Yeah.
me, pick me, teacher, pick me, 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 I know the answer.
I'm ever so smart.
Oh, that would be all right. God, that is odd. What is that, a hookah next to it? That's a big old space cube going on. God, there are a lot of people standing in the halls in this episode. Where could I find... Where did I leave my face? Around here? Uh-oh.
You know, you gotta wonder if an airtight bulkhead's supposed to be rattling around or not.
Yeah.
Well-designed ship.
All right. Comes Enterprise's finest sister here. Nice to know that the first brother we see in the entire show...
isn't.
Is pretty much just making a move on a chick. And is a killer. Very sensitive. God, that's good.
I'm glad she looks shocked when he says that, because if somebody said that to me, I'd be pretty freaked out.
Yeah, but, you know, she's a... That was a sweet line. The problem with the Swahili is they didn't do the subtitles for it. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. It's just stirring in my loins. I'm going to want you. Hey.
It's a little intense.
That is some serious grunt buglies.
So now, wouldn't it seem natural that at this point she would run and tell somebody about this?
Unless she's kind of into it.
I'll have to ask for his cabin number. I don't know.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm there. No, safety... to lift me. There you go.
A lot of knuckle biting going on. It's a very nervous
creature. That's where we keep the salt. There you go. They did say he needs some sleep. He's got that black t-shirt look. Let's see a bit of that
very
in the first
stylish
season.
Yeah.
Now, I like how Kirk's doing the prescribing.
Exactly.
Yeah, the doctor didn't think of that. Oh, yeah, what
oh,
are these
yeah,
red hots?
Yeah.
Right by my bed.
Point. And they're right here, yeah. And I can't sleep. But, you know, Jim makes a good point. I should probably take them. It's nice. He's got kind of a Jiffy Pop outfit over there.
A radiation suit.
Do we see that outfit anywhere else?
Yeah, probably. I think.
I'm not sure this show. It could have been the Tammy Grimes show. You never know. Would you like some vegetable squares? Do they always carry their phasers around?
Only on high alert.
Are they on high alert?
I don't know.
Only on shows where the villain's going to infiltrate the ship.
Ah, the old villain infiltrating the ship. All right. Must find salts.
Well, that was a lucky find. Good thing it knows how to read.
Boy, that was a pretty poor transition. The background even changed.
Yeah. I think the brother turning into the white babe, I think that was pretty... That was supposed to be the focus of the shot. I've been worried sick about you. In fact, I'm on pills right now.
That's right. He.
This could go badly. Let's be honest. And when we left her on the, we didn't know where she was, right? On the
right.
planet.
Right,
so she went from missing to in his arms, and he has no idea.
Well, he
he's just happy to see her
right.
again.
Yeah.
He's still a little groggy.
Maybe he's not happy to see her, and it's just a banana in his pocket. Let me just touch your face and lick my fingers. I'll get some water.
He's awfully comfortable with her.
Well, you know, they know each other. Oh, man, just death and destruction everywhere.
Right. No, why don't we check for a pulse? Or give him CPR or something.
Or kick him or something. She's a paralyzed... Oh, a nice little... Do you see his left eyelash flicker? Eyelid?
Did he?
Yep. This is an agonal moment for him. Just for those listening along, we're at about 30 minutes, 36 seconds on the DVD, in case you lose track. I want him to just actually start licking his sweat.
Does he have a logo on his t-shirt?
He's wearing a...
what?
He's
no, still,
he's
uniform.
Oh, he's wearing his uniform.
He's wearing
his
blue
background.
It's blue.
Yeah. We don't see a lot of different looks from these guys. You know, they've basically got the... although McCoy does have a little sort of the barber short sleeve collar thing.
Right.
And Kirk in the second season wears that green sort of wraparound sexy man tunic. Oh, yeah. That is hot. He's got them all drugged up. Here she goes.
So, he's there. What's the holdup?
Why isn't she just sucking
just
life out of him?
Yeah. I mean,
well,
she's
likes
not like she wastes a lot of time on anybody else.
I think she's
instead,
she realized she's a kid.
She decides to take his place.
This is a relatively smart, you know, of all the invaders. This is a relatively smart little creature.
Well, she knows he's out of commission for a while because he took the red pills.
Right. Nice zipper you can see on his left collar. He must be off to some meeting. Additional log. We don't hear that too often.
Yeah, supplemental usually.
Right. So they're back down on the planet looking for answers?
They're back on the planet looking for Crater. I don't see why they just track him down and beam him up.
This guy is a bit of a nut job. I mean, understandably, but...
What's
yeah, taunt the man. Where's your wife? Nah, where's your wife? Forget your suffering. What about us? Did they ever say, like, what civilization or what these relics are from?
No.
No, I don't think we got... There's so much other stuff
going on. Any reason to think it would be from this creature's, you know, whatever civilization? You know what I mean?
Seems reasonable.
Yeah, that's... You think that's like a degenerated race?
I don't know, because if you look at some of the sort of gargoyle little things, you know...
Yeah, but the gargoyles...
You think that they probably use those because that's what they had laying around.
Right,
but let's
right,
pretend
but,
it's for yeah. real for a minute.
Well, it must be real. It's part of a television show.
Okay.
So Kirk puts it together now that they beamed up.
Wait,
green,
how did,
but
how
here
did
he
this
is
guy
dead.
Get back down here? I didn't authorize this. Enterprise from Kirk. Were they ever consistent with this stuff? Security
pants.
Condition, general quarters. What does general quarters mean? Red alert?
You know, it's not often that chicks wear pants in this show.
Yeah, she's kind of hot. She's got the whole... There's this guy, not dead guy.
That's a good thought. Whoops. Now that explosion apparently damaged Shatner's hearing.
Just right there? He didn't flinch.
Yeah.
Is that so?
My favorite part is that they knock out the center column and then instinctually they figure, well, I should hide under this thing, which has less support than it did a minute ago. I don't think they normally refer to phase. They do say phases on full, though, don't they?
Right, yeah.
So that would imply stun is a separate setting. Oh, God, that was extraordinarily geeky. I shouldn't ask questions like that. Sorry.
Don't deny your
geek.
Should I revel in my geekdom?
Well, I wouldn't revel. Just don't deny it.
All right.
She causes pain. It's like when you got to pee, you got to go. Holding in won't help. He's a good freak-out-looking actor guy. Ew. And what is Sulu doing there? That is odd that he would say that.
So, what's the motivation here for him hanging out with these guys?
I don't know. He should be...
Filling up.
Exactly.
Getting his
he
last
should be
licks
knocking
in.
Off hidden little treasures here and there.
Well, he did get called to the bridge, so...
Oh, he did. Who called him?
Good thing he knows where it is.
Oh, but we established that he retained something from the people he imitates. I don't know.
I like how the phaser just kind of flops around on his back as he's crawling away.
That is kind of a sad moment there. Must have been towards the end of the day they didn't want to reshoot it. Hey, I'm holding this up. Open your phaser. Can you see me? Turn on your computer. Your communicator, rather.
Ow. Like speed
what
that
is
up.
That noise?
I don't know. The ricochet?
Yeah.
I like this effect on him. The voice slowdown.
Yeah, now he's stoned too.
Yep.
I mean, this is the... Now, see, there's the whole kind of... Spock up against the texture. We see that later. Very nice scene in Amok Time, as we talked about earlier. So what do you make of this whole conflict here, last of its kind?
The buffalo?
Yeah. I mean, that's the idea.
So if there are whole herds of them across the plain, then they're like animals?
Why kill this thing? Why not just capture this thing? Is it... I mean, I'm not saying that's better. I'm just saying... It's got to be better than killing it.
It's killing his crew.
Okay, but
you
got to
take
stop?
Action here.
You could just go away, and it would stop doing that.
Yeah, exactly.
They live in a vengeful society.
Well, sometimes when you got to go, you got to go.
You know, it's interesting. This guy seems to have... given this creature awfully good license, considering it killed his wife.
Well, he's a scientist. He's all... I mean, he's subsumed all his... I mean, or I shouldn't say scientist. He's into the animal. He's into the creature. No, the being, rather.
It better be giving him some pretty hot sex.
Some hot salts.
Hot salty sex.
Salty
yeah.
moments. Mm. Suction cup action.
Oh, okay. That's...
Ooh, General Quarters 4. It doesn't have the right, that's the question.
See, this is the thing. He's a vengeful man.
He is. You know, I must say, that is that, you know, it's sort of inconsistent. You know, there's several episodes in which he
says it's the last of their kind, and
yeah, well, no. They show mercy. I mean, Irina, you just talked about it. You know,
yeah.
Oh, you humans are so wonderful. You show mercy. We're not going to dust you off, even though we're really great. You know, but at the same time, there's other times where they show vengeance, obsession. You know,
so maybe it's the fact that he's not fearful, but just he doesn't know what's going on. Doesn't know where this thing is. It's still.
Or they had 79 writers for 79 episodes,
well, okay,
and it was inconsistent.
Go.
Do you think Crater knows that this is?
Of course, he knows.
How does he know already, though?
He can tell. He can tell when she's.
He can sense it.
Yeah.
He probably knows how to recognize it. In fact, I think Kirk even asks him about that.
Yeah, he does.
Before or after this? Did he already ask it? I just missed it.
I don't.
I think this is actually the point at which he asks him.
This is a really nice scene. I mean, think of all the different energies in this room.
You know, it's interesting. This is a lot of stuff that you don't see on network TV because it's exposition. It just gets cut out.
Right.
It's interesting how Star Trek, the longer you watch it, the shorter it gets. Because as the years progress, they just have to cut out more and more to make room for the commercials.
Oh, you mean literally for syndication?
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, is it even on anymore on air, on public commercial TV?
I haven't seen it for a long time.
I have not seen it for... I mean, I don't have cable, so I almost never see it.
There it is, yeah.
Is it on cable?
There's where Crater...
Okay.
Kirk asks Crater if he recognizes
okay.
it. Okay. Recognize the creature.
Now, look at the look of McCoy's. This is a... That's a great shot. Charges what? Against the creature for being a creature?
Yeah, right.
What's Crater guilty of?
Complicity.
Not cooperating.
For not saying I know what happened to your guys.
Yeah.
I guess yes, I get it.
That's reasonable.
Okay. I bet it does.
But then you figured it out.
I wonder how it got to be the last of its kind. I mean, maybe it goes along with the whole destroyed civilization. It's kind of like a companion.
Something like that.
And Zeph from Cochrane.
Yeah. It's very cool in that it's a nice moral question to be asking this early on in the series. I mean, that's how they start this thing, is with that question. Is it worth it?
Right.
That's an advanced technique. And this is before they ever did the... This is before they ever mention anything like the Vulcan mind meld or something
right.
along those lines.
Right, because he would have just slapped his hands
right in there and go... My mind.
I knew she had consent for that. Crater is doing a good job here.
Mm-hmm.
Looking like the disheveled scientist. Come on, honey, let's go. We don't need these people. It seems like we see that planet a lot.
So dispensary, not sick bay? Do things...
Maybe the dispensary is the room next to sick bay or something. So had they attack Spock, and Spock already... Nice green stuff on his forehead. Spock already got delivered there?
Yeah. They're fast. Oops.
So, oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
His only advocate. Yeah, no kidding. So he's desperate. She's desperate, whatever. So, Green, Darnell.
Sturgeon.
Sturgeon.
The guy in the spacesuit.
The Jiffy Pop suit.
Right.
Crater. Is that it so far? I think that's it, five.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of mayhem on the ship. In the act.
So McCoy's been out for a lot of this.
Yeah.
He wouldn't know.
Convenient. Nice narrowing of the eyes there. Phaser not
so
quite
now he's all fuzzy.
He's
yeah,
out
he's
of focus.
All out of focus.
That cannot be on purpose.
You know, they probably figured that in 1960s TV, no one would ever see the difference.
Right.
So,
this
what if it just gives up and says, okay, give me salt, I'm done, all's well.
I'll stop killing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you give me some salt? Can
keep
we
me
can we
as
all
your pet.
Just get along?
Well, but he said, you know, the creator said that she needs love.
Leave her with creator.
She's not going to get it by killing people.
Good point. This is kind of a cruel scene.
Okay, so she just got her fix, and she's going for
oh,
more.
Oh, yeah,
is
now
it,
she's
yeah.
all spinachized.
Yeah, just got her appetite going.
Ooh, Karate Kid. I can't move. I'm the captain.
It's interesting how much time it takes here, and he manages to scream in the process. Never did it for
but,
anybody
well,
else.
Well, the screaming
but...
muscles weren't affected.
Okay.
Just the get-out-of-the-way muscles were affected.
Okay, why doesn't right. Spock
got...
just overpower McCoy?
I was going to say, he's got superhuman strength, but can't whip a phaser out of him. McCoy's hands.
Oh. And imagine if she had actually hit him, how much that would have hurt. What is on that wall? What did he smudge on the wall?
I don't know.
And
oh, wait, that might not. You know what?
And this that's intelligent. Suck away while a guy with a gun. And show her what you are.
Yeah, that,
is this just like
get.
Is this like the goodbye? Is it just saying this is why you should kill me? That is a freaky outfit.
It
I gotta
is.
Say,
you know,
it's I've always been uncomfortable with this episode for that
notch,
scene.
Top notch, you know, TV.
You know, you think about how much went into it too, for yeah. how little screen time it gets.
And you know,
yeah,
it's still got
epic.
A costume on it. It's
oh,
got a little bit of
action.
Leftover, like some kind of
yeah,
not that big
clothing
physically.
Or something.
I think Nancy Crater was actually bigger than this creature.
And you see it again in...
Help me, help
in
me.
Squire of Gothos.
Help me. Squire of Gothos, yeah.
What do you mean? Oh, just tucked away in the shop, in the...
Yeah,
house.
Right.
Yeah.
The costume is decoration,
it's
set
it's
decoration.
It's like a mounted trophy or
there
something.
Go. There you go.
Fade to natural
there
form.
You go, honey. Thank you. Is that how she fell, actually?
Yeah. Pretty close. Yeah, that little outfit it's wearing is
it's kinda hot.
Interesting. Yeah, it's kind of a little alien negligee.
Well, well, it just lets you know that it's got some level of intelligence that it isn't just
you
an
know,
animal.
You know how to wear negligee?
Yeah, right. Knows how to get.
Yeah, put this on.
Does this scrap of burlap make me look fat?
You've been eating too much salt. Everyone's
eating retaining water.
Okay. No, they're all, I guess they're a little pensive. Spock's got a little boo-boo.
Nice sparkly bandage on it.
Man, it must heal faster, this part.
I like how he's got that little smirky smile going.
That is kind of a nice touch. Well, easy to
you know, it's
going to
take him a long time to get anywhere at that speed.
Yeah, no kidding. At warp 1?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, oh, wow.
Whatever that means.
I didn't hear a beeping sound.
Thank you.
All right. right, thus ends right, the... Folks, what do you think about the whole Last of Us kind? Why couldn't they have just captured it? Stunned it? Or do they think they tried to think that's what the first phaser's app was?
No, I think McCoy freaked and shot it to death.
Do you think they wish they had saved it?
Spock does.
I'd have to think just, so. But, yeah.
But what it had to be done.
This first...
What? That's Menagerie. Not Menagerie. That's the cage. This is the cage.
That's the cage. Mm-hmm.
That's the cage.
Yeah, that's wild.
Pretty much they're all the cage, because this is the first episode they aired, and they don't have a lot of extra shows to...
What was that first explosion on the bridge?
Yeah,
though?
Sure enough. Yeah, I don't recognize that from the cage.
I didn't recognize that either.
It may not have been...
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
The cage again.
So, gentlemen, on a scale of 1 to 5, you know, within the pantheon of Star Trek episodes, not within sort of anything else, just 1 through 5, you know, 5 being top-notch, 1 being Spock's brain. where would you put Mantrap? No half points this time.
Oh, no half points?
No half points. Come on.
Okay, it's a 4.
Commit. It's a what?
It's a very... solid 4.
4? How about
at
you,
least.
Bill?
I give it a 3, but only because there's a lot of things that they hadn't figured out yet, a lot of inconsistencies with other stuff in the series. So I can't give it full credit.
I'm giving it a 4.
Okay, think about this. This is the first episode anybody ever sees on TV.
Great.
Compared to any other science fiction that has ever been on TV, you know, Lost in Space or Outer Limits or anything, and then you come into this with good acting. Because these guys, you know, for all the...
And lots of primary colors.
Later, this is... Pardon me?
And lots of primary colors.
Oh, okay, well, there, that too. Color science fiction, it's well written, it's well acted, it's got a challenging story. That's worth an awful lot, I think.
Yeah, and so it's incredible. Considering what it had to build on, I definitely agree. I'd give this one a 4. So, well, I don't know what we're up to next. I think it's going to be Corbomite Maneuver, but just stay tuned. And just want to thank everyone for paying attention. Bill, thank you. David,
thank you. Thank you very
much.
And
everyone out there in TV land, we'll see you next week.
All right, sounds good.
Take care, kids.
Gentlemen, I'll be right back.
Yeah, I'll come back.